Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Ministry donates equipment to bee farmers. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Them be 65, a salute to the farmers. And I'm say them be show round bigger and better, enough exhibits this year. Jamaican food, enough activities for the children, livestock round here. And I'm say farmers market, entertainment galore, you know you're round here. Adults 1,000, children 400, them be show 2017. Remember, you know, and them be show round August 5 to 7, make sure no roll out. Remember, grow what we eat what we grow.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries recently donated beekeeping equipment to 300 beekeepers across the island. The farmers received hive bodies, hive covers, bee frames and bottom boards valued at a total $9.266 million at a handover ceremony at the Bodles Research Station in Old Harbour, St. Catherine. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the donation was aimed at improving productivity of the over 300 newly established apiaries, as well as increasing the number of beehives.
This is adding value to the lives of our farmers, to the agricultural sector, and by extension, the country.
Additionally, the project is aimed at facilitating sustainable self-employment and enhancing income generation among small-scale beekeepers island-wide. Mr. Hutchinson says the increase in investment projected for the 2017-2018 financial year is expected to produce an additional 15,000 gallons of honey valued at over $90 million. For the April to June 2017 period, more than 74 new apiaries and approximately 1,000 beehives valued at over $30 million have been established. An additional 2,000 beehives are expected to be established by the end of the financial year. Mr. Hutchinson is encouraging beekeepers to increase production and productivity of honey and other hive products and expand production of value-added products. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the 2017 game bird shooting season will open on Saturday, August 19 and close on Sunday, September 24. All prospective hunters are being advised to obtain a hunter's license from the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, or one of the authorized vendors. For more information on the 2017 game bird shooting season or to report any illegal shooting, contact NEPA at 754-754-027 or toll-free at 1-888-991-5005. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Peacock hide him foot when him ear about him tail. Translation: a peacock hides its feet when it hears about its tail. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Whether you come from yard or abroad, the Jamaica 55 Independence Village no fi miss you. July 29 to August 6, National Stadium, 12 noon daily, admission free. Come enjoy the live entertainment, see the best Jamaican crafts on display, play a domino, bring the picnic along, make them ramp in at the kiddies village. It will be a melting pot of fun and excitement at the Jamaica Festival Village. It's Jamaica 55, celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, proud people take extreme measures to hide their weaknesses. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Downtown Kingston comes alive with Jamaica 55 Independence Fireworks, Monday, August 7, Waterfront, 4 p.m. Come see live entertainment by Roy Ray and Tinka Stewart. Bounce to the music of Stone Love, Copper Shot, and Lover's Choice at 8:30 p.m. Witness the best fireworks display Jamaica has ever seen. Main sponsors, the People's Republic of China, the Chase Fund, JCAA, KSAMC, Jamaica 55 Fireworks by the Waterfront, Downtown Kingston. Be there!
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.